You're listening to The House at the Cove, written by Judy Leslie, narrated by Heather Daniel. Prologue. A nightmare woke Susan this morning, but it evaporated before she could recall it. Something terrible was going to happen. Her gut had been telling her this for weeks. But what and to whom? She rose, dressed, and made her usual tea and toast, yet the sense of foreboding persisted, hanging over her like a dark cloud. Stepping outside into the misty dawn, Susan peered down the quiet street. The quaint shops and homes of Cook's Cove were just as they had been for decades. However, today, an uneasiness gripped her heart. She paused to study the painted sign out front. The treasure chest. This place had been her home for the last 30 years. Inside her antique shop, she ran her fingers over the collection of memories. These once cherished items, now gathering dust, have been reduced to useless objects on a shelf. People didn't seem to care anymore about the past. Yet all those little choices made them who they are today. The sacrifices, the gifts, the dreams. On the wall, the old grandfather clock's hands were frozen this morning. Just like her life. Suspended. Waiting. The clock ticked out hours and days, steadily fading over the last several decades. Soon, her time would come as well. She was still young, yet she could feel it in her bones. Spirits were making plans for her. Susan quickly ran upstairs to her bedroom and then opened her closet door. She pried up a floorboard on her hands and knees and pulled out the hidden box. Next, she slipped off the safe deposit box key from her keychain and attached it to the old ones inside. If something happened to her, she hoped Jenny would find this someday. After replacing everything, she ran back downstairs. Her lip quivered while she thought of her beloved Jenny, and regretted the years and the distance separating them. She could hear Jenny's joyful childhood laughter echoing through this house, but now it felt as if that had taken place too many years ago. Were the secrets she kept worth all she had sacrificed? Glancing at her watch, Susan suddenly remembered it was time to head off to Bellingham to get groceries at the co-op before it got crowded. Brooke would arrive soon to deal with any customers who showed up while she was away. After glancing outside again, Susan locked the shop and headed for her old Ford truck sitting out back with its faded red paint. Like her, this loyal vehicle had seen better days. Yet as she turned the key, the old truck rumbled to life once again. Smiling, she patted the cracked vinyl dash affectionately as she followed the alley out to the road. The town passed in familiar glimpses. The weathered ferry dock, quirky shops, Victorian homes, and the coastline she'd known and loved for years. But she was aware that darkness tainted even the most beautiful places. Susan had had run-ins with the evil spirits lurking in the shadows here before. Driving by the pier and the boats rocking gently at the marina where her best friend Tess worked, she contemplated dropping in to say, what? Goodbye? But pushed the thought away and drove on past. Outside of town, she stopped at the mini-mart for gas. Once she filled up, she pulled her car around the back and went inside to buy a sugary treat for the road. A man she didn't recognize stepped up to the counter and banged the bell. When the cashier appeared, they started babbling about the best places to catch salmon in the cove. So she wandered the aisles to kill time. For some reason, she felt queasy and headed to the restrooms in the back of the store. She stood looking in the mirror. An evil spirit was up to something, but she didn't know what. Should she put off going to Bellingham? No, it was part of her routine. When she returned to the counter, the stranger and the store cashier were still deep in conversation. Pulling out her cash for her candy, she shifted her weight from one foot to the other, patiently waiting for them to end their conversation. Finally, the stranger left, and she handed her money over and then grabbed her change. Once back outside, she climbed into her vehicle and started...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?